展望未来，学生用书二，由上海外语音像出版社、狼文出版亚洲有限公司联合录制出版，第二合。
Unit 6. How things work. Unit 6. Victorian inventions. Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Listen and check your answers to exercise 3. Example.
It's for keeping your moustache dry.
1.
It's for washing yourself.
2.
It's for printing advertisements on the street.
3.
It's for serving food.
Now listen again and repeat. 1.
It's for keeping your moustache dry.
2.
It's for washing yourself.
3.
It's for printing advertisements on the street.
4.
It's for serving food.
5. Now listen to these questions. How is 4 pronounced?
What's it for? What's that for?
Unit 6. Machines around us. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Carl Schiller is in London, visiting MAP advertising. A hotel porter is showing him his room. Answer the questions in your student's book.
It's cold in here. How do you turn on the heating?
The heating is on, sir. But you're right. It is cold. There's a thermostat here on the wall. I'll turn it up.
Thank you. There's something wrong with the TV. It doesn't work.
You have to press this button.
Ah.
The light switches are here. This turns on your main light. And this turns on the bedside lights. And this is your radio and alarm clock.
Thank you.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes, that's fine. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your stay.
Unit 6. Machines around us. Exercise 6. Listen to the sounds. What did Carl do when the porter left the room? 1.
A bit of music.
2.
It's not loud enough.
3.
Now, where's the main light switch?
4.
No, I don't need that. It's not very dark.
5.
Oh, it's too hot now. Oh, where's that thermostat?
6. Machines around us. Exercise 8. Stress and intonation. Listen and underline the main stresses.
Turn it off. Turn off the radio. He turned off the radio. He turned the radio off.
Turn it up. Turn up the heating. She turned up the heating. She turned the heating up.
Now listen and repeat.
Turn it off. Turn off the radio. He turned off the radio. He turned the radio off.
Turn it up. Turn up the heating. She turned up the heating. She turned the heating up.
Unit 6. Machines around us. Exercise 11. Rosie is explaining to Alan how to use a video camera. Listen and correct any mistakes in your instructions.
So, how does this work?
It's easy. I'll show you. There's a cassette in the camera, okay? First, press this switch here and turn the power on.
Right.
Next, take off the lens cap so you can see. Then hold the camera up to your eye and press the red button.
It's recording. That's easy. And when I take my finger off the button, it stops recording. Does it focus automatically?
Yes, it does. Then when you finish your video, press the eject button.
And take out the cassette. Lovely. Thanks.
Unit 6. Development. Exercise 2. Listen to Bronco talking about his work and answer the questions in your student's book.
What do you do, Bronco?
I'm a stuntman by trade. That means I fall off horses, I get shot, blown up, all things like that in movies and television. I've worked in quite a lot of films. All the Indiana Jones series, Rambo 3, Total Recall, and such. So I work with a lot of stars, including Sean Connery, Robert De Niro, Charles Bronson, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Richard Harris, and so on.
So what kind of stunts do you do?
All kinds of stunts, really. I do fight scenes, jumping off trains, jumping onto trains, falling off buildings, falling downstairs, and so on.
Unit 6. Development. Exercise 5. Listen to Bronco describing the stunt. Check your answers to exercise 4.
Can you describe one particular stunt and how it works?
Yes, there was one in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where I had to be shot off a horse with an arrow. So in order to do this, I put a harness on, fixed a cable to the harness from the tree, about 25 yards of cable. I got on my horse, remembering that the arrow was fixed on my chest, and when I lift my arm, the arrow pops up. So I gallop straight to the end of the cable, which stops me in midair. The horse gallops on, the arrow pops up, and I hit the ground.
Unit 7. Getting around town. Unit 7. Sightseeing. Exercise 7. Word stress. Listen to the adverbs and underline the stressed syllables.
Beautifully. Dangerously. Politely. Easily. Badly. Carefully. Quietly.
Now listen and repeat.
Beautifully. Dangerously. Politely. Easily. Badly. Carefully. Quietly.
Unit 7. Sightseeing. Exercise 8. Listen. Julia and Carl are looking for a taxi to take Carl back to his hotel. Answer the questions in your student's book.
Right, what do you want to do now, Carl?
I'd better get back to the hotel. I'm meeting someone this evening.
Oh, okay. How are you going to get back?
I think I'll take a taxi. Do you know where I can get one?
Oh, just wait by the side of the road. Taxis just drive past. I'll wait with you.
Okay, thanks. Are all the taxis in London black?
Yes. Well, nearly all of them. Is this your first time in a London taxi?
Yes, it is. Do you give extra money to taxi drivers here?
You mean a tip? Oh, yes. They usually expect about 10%.
Yes, it's the same in Germany.
Oh, look, there's one. Taxi?
Unit 7. Getting to work. Exercise 1. Rosie Brady is visiting her brother, James, in London. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions in your student's book.
Would you like some more coffee, James?
Oh, yes, please. Another day's work. I like the job. It's the travelling around London I hate. It's just awful.
Oh, come on, James. Surely it's not that bad. How do you get to work?
I walk to the station and take the underground.
How far is it? The office, I mean.
It's 5 or 6 miles, I suppose.
So how long does the journey take?
About 45 minutes on a good day.
That's not too bad. How much does it cost?
It's £20 a week. I think that's quite a lot.
Oh, James, stop complaining. And hurry up, you'll be late.
Unit 7. Getting to work. Exercises 5 and 6. Listen to James describing how to get to MAP Advertising from his flat. Look at the plan in your student's book and follow the journey.
So, where exactly is MAP? I'll meet you there when you finish work.
To get to Wimbledon Tube Station, you go out of the building and turn left.
Uh-huh.
Then take the 2nd Street on the left.
Left and 2nd left?
Yes. Keep walking and you'll see the station. Now, I've got an underground map here somewhere.
Oh.
Look, here's Wimbledon Station, here.
Uh-huh.
You take the District Line, that's the green one, to Earl's Court, and then change to the Piccadilly Line.
Right.
That's this dark blue line here. It's 9 stops to Holborn Station, and MAP is 5 minutes' walk from there.
I see. So from Wimbledon to Earl's Court and then Earl's Court to Holborn. I've got it. And where's MAP from there?
It's a bit difficult to explain. I'll write down the address. Just ask someone.
Okay.
Unit 7. Getting to work. Exercise 7. Stress and intonation. Listen and underline the main stresses in the sentence. Example.
Excuse me, how do I get to Madame Tussaud's?
Now, listen and repeat. 1.
Excuse me, how do I get to Trafalgar Square?
Two.
Excuse me, how do I get to Buckingham Palace?
Three.
Excuse me, how do I get to the Hard Rock Cafe?
Four.
Excuse me, how do I get to the Tate Gallery?
Unit 7. Development. Exercises 3 and 4. Listen to Paul Money talking about Jason's boat trips. Answer the questions in your student's book.
They go from Little Venice, which is where we are today, down to Hampstead Road Lock, which is in Camden Town. The journey down to Hampstead Road Lock is a distance of about 2.5 miles, so 5 miles in total. And the return journey takes 1.5 hours. There isn't really a typical passenger. Tourists from all countries of the world, groups of old age pensioners who book the boat, and they're our favourite customers for sure. All sorts of people. The journey goes from here through the tunnel under Maeder Hill, which is about 250 metres long. By canal standards, it's quite short. It's one of the shorter tunnels on the system. The fastest that the boat travels is probably about 4.75 miles an hour, although the speed limit is actually 4 miles an hour. The journey makes its way around the northwest edge of Regent's Park, through the London Zoo. There's a beautiful aviary, and a few antelope to be seen, and sometimes we get to see the elephant walking around, and then winds down in a very narrow channel past some beautiful old houses and down to Hampstead Road Lock. In the high summer we make 4 trips a day. The return fare for an adult is £4.50, or a single fare £3.50. And then there are reductions for children and pensions. I love boats. The fresh air is a great attraction. If it's a sunny day, I'm out in it. And yes, meeting the people too is very important to me.
Unit 8. Cooking a meal. Unit 8. Shopping for food. Exercises 3 and 4. Teresa is talking to a shop assistant. Listen and answer the questions in your student's book.
Excuse me. Can you tell me where the olive oil is?
Yes, it's over there in the cooking ingredients section, next to the canned food.
Right. And what about pizzas? Can you tell me where they are?
Pizzas? Let me think. Oh, yeah, they're in the bakery section. Can you see that over there at the back?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
That's all right.
Unit 8. Shopping for food. Exercise 6. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
Can you tell me where the carrots are?
Now, listen and repeat the question.
Can you tell me... Can you tell me if there's... Can you tell me if there's any bread?
听力课堂, 听class.com